Cesar Chavez was born in 1927. He lived in Yuma, Arizona with his family. His grandfather had come to the U.S. from Mexico in 1880. He hoped for a better life for his family. Cesar's father was a farmer. He worked hard to grow crops on his own land. He also ran the general store. In 1937, the Chavez family did not have enough money to pay taxes on their land, so they lost their farm. The family was forced to move. The family became migrant farm workers. Migrant workers follow the crops. They go from one place to They go from one place to place. Farm owners hire these workers to pick ripe fruit. Migrant farm work was hard. The farmers lived in shacks. They did not have running water. Some migrant workers lived in their pickup trucks. Some children had to work and did not go to school. Other children changed schools many times. Cesar Chavez went to more than 30 schools in 9 years. Most of the farm workers spoke only Spanish. The farm owners spoke only English. And it was hard for them to talk to each other. Cesar saw that some farm owners did not treat the workers well. The farm owners did not pay well. They did not give the workers a decent place to live. Cesar grew up to be a leader of migrant farm workers. He helped them to learn and to read and write in English. He helped them to become the U.S. citizens. Cesar started a farm workers union. He led a strike against the farm owners. A strike is refusing to work until people do what you want. Cesar made the owners work with the union. Cesar used strikes and biocots to help the workers. The biocots is when people refuse to buy something. The farm owners finally agreed to pay better wages. The owners also gave workers better houses. Cesar Chavez fought very hard to bring a better life to migrant farm workers.